What all those hit records had in common was the composer, Burt Bacharach, the American who is currently holder of the title of the world's top pop composer. Somehow Mr. Bacharach seems to have the golden key to pop success. Girl singers scramble to get their hands on his latest composition, convinced that if it says Bacharach on the label of their next record, they can just sit back and wait for it to hit the heights. The man with the golden touch is in London at the moment, having what he calls his annual musical holiday as Marlene Dietrich's musical director. Now, Mr. Bacharach, just what is the key? Is it the actual melody, the orchestration, or the changes of tempi? What do you think makes a particular song succeed? What makes your song succeed?
Well, I think there are many things involved. I think basically you have to have the song to start with. The song must be there or nothing will work. Then you have to have it encased in the right orchestration, the right vocal. So this song that I'm playing now is just starting, 24 hours from Tulsa. Now, that started with two trumpets, and they had a tension. You don't hear them on the piano necessarily, but they started like this. You recall that. And then the rhythm came in. That started the whole record off with that tension that I felt was indicative of the lyric that Hal David wrote. Now, something else happened in the middle of that record when the lyric said, and we were dancing closely. Everything was doubled up. The time suddenly was twice as fast. The trumpets were double tonguing like that. We were going for a peak that would make the record rise up to finally come down. Now, we only had 2.5 minutes to do it in. So we were looking for that complete rise, the maximum, and then come to the utter despair at the end. Do you remember the last lyric was, I never can go home anymore. And there was that guitar chord. I hate to do this to you, but I found someone to me, and I can never, never, never. And that guitar chord that was so... Go home again. And the whole thing ended in complete desolation.
In fact, your songs have been called neurotic ballads. The people are always alone, they're friendless, they don't know what to do with themselves or where to go. Now, is this just an accident of your temperament, or do you see this as a teenage mood that you're trying to cash in on?
I don't think it's anything special and anything new as far as the lyric content, say, as a new lyrical idea. Because we've had lonely songs and forlorn love for a long, long time. Teenager that wasn't understood.
We haven't had this great wave of acceptance of these songs by the teenage public.
Well, I think they are accepting more than we have given them credit for, or thought we could give them credit for. Anyone who had a heart broke many, many rules musically. And not intentionally. I didn't try to make time signatures change. It just came out naturally that way.